Hey there.
I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, we have Tommy Dreamer, Mickey James. That's right, the trio for you right now on the Busted Open Podcast. Mickey James gives her take on Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey from WWE WrestleMania Backlash. Also, it's Tony time. We talk to AEW owner and president, Tony Khan, right now on the Busted Open Podcast. From Sunday, we have a new SmackDown Women's Champion, and Mickey, her name is Ronda Rousey. What did you think of that I Quit match from Sunday night?
It was incredible. It was incredible. I always put Charlotte over. I just think that she's one of the best out there, and I think that they have definitely pulled the best out of each other. And it was brutal. I know, yeah. Dreamer liked the Singapore cane part.
I liked the match, and it kind of goes to the conversation we were having before. And Dave, I know we're joking about your lean, and we're talking about how talents are in developmental, and it's either, if you know, when you're on live TV, you have to really, really learn on the curve. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the greatness of Ronda Rousey, because this woman, first match, debuts in the WWE, perhaps one of the greatest debuts of all time. If you think about learning on television, and people are always critical about her promos or critical, I don't know Ronda Rousey. I met her once, but I'm a massive fan because she's doing it on such a level. Mm-hmm. Where you don't, Dave, you literally said it. I didn't realize how close from the apron to the guardrail. I didn't want to hit my head on that guardrail. Mm-hmm. And you did that. Think if you did that at WrestleMania. If you pulled what out you did at WrestleMania, you would be the laughing stock of the business, probably fired for the rest of your time being. And Ronda continues to go out there and perform with Charlotte Flair, who we've watched Charlotte grow. And yes, Charlotte is perhaps one of the greatest performers of all time. And I'm looking and talking to someone who I feel is one of the greatest performers of all time in Mickey James. So when she says something like that, it's adds to your credibility. But with Ronda, we have watched Ronda, and guess what? Ronda also disappeared. Ronda left and she came back and she hasn't missed a beat. And that match was awesome. They told an amazing story and a bunch of amazing moments. And for everybody who was pissed off at WrestleMania and all that stuff, not every story has to end at WrestleMania.
Right.
There's continuations, because guess what? It's just another chapter of a book. Because Right. Guess what we're going to be able to hopefully get to see? A rematch. Because these two women, like Mickey said, they bring out the best. Like Mickey James and Trish, they brought out the best in each other. Mickey James and Victoria, they used to beat the crap out of each other. There, you have those opponents who do that.
Yeah. 1000%. And you know what, Tommy, to your point, like I actually was, I shared the locker room with Rhonda and I had to work with her a lot. So I actually do know her. And I had one perception of her coming in of thinking like, oh, she's going to be a big star. You see this, she gets her own locker room. She could not have been more humble or nicer or more driven and wanted to be good. And that's an immense amount of pressure for one, like you said, to learn on television, but also to already be this massive star in this massive draw from another genre. So obviously you don't want a million holes in what you're doing, but she would pull Kurt aside almost every time, every day we were there to get him to help her because he kind of had to do the same kind of transition if you think about it, but she has a lot of passion for the business. She refused to change in her locker room, wanted to change in the locker room with the girls. Why? Because she's never been a part of like a female, you know, group where we actually want each other to win. And obviously there's politics and all that stuff, but it was a real cool experience to be in there with her and just to get to know her and just realize that we're all kind of the same. Like we're very driven. We want to be the best, but there, I can guarantee you there's nothing, nobody holding at herself at a higher standard than herself. So we can say all we'd want, or somebody can, you know, tear it apart, but I'm sure she would be as well as we do. Cause I can't even watch my matches back.
It's funny you say that. I haven't had the opportunity to talk about the stuff they've been doing with Lacey Evans. And I know for her to open herself up to those promos that she has and talk about her life. And that's why, you know, Dave and I have always discussed about, hey, you never know what somebody else is going through. Mm-hmm. And I know with Mickey, when she was there and I've had these discussions, there is a massive story to tell for the women about, like from Mickey, I was like, man, they never told this story about being a mom, about leaving your children behind when you have to go to work, or hey, being a mom and having to get in better shape because you basically changed your body to give to something that you love unconditionally, but now you have to try to get back. That's a doubly harder task because your hormones and everything has changed. And there's just so many different stories to tell, even with Mickey and the phenomenal shape that she's in. But then it's the rise to get there, self-doubt, mm-hmm. and then also, hey, hitting a certain age. You discussed it after you left, but it is an important story because it's a story of triumph. Mm-hmm. You look at Lacey Evans, it's all this stuff that happened in her life. It's like, God, how do you not get behind somebody like this?
Right.
But there's a locker room full of women like that. Yeah. I love the fact that we at least had a happy Mother's Day for a lot of the women, because there's a lot of women that do have children, but yeah, they didn't want, for the longest time, especially when I was there, they don't want them to be viewed as moms. They want them to be viewed as, you know, ascertainable assets that fans want to pay to see, or guys think they can try to date in that aspect.
They can't be a mom.
There's different types of stories to tell. Lacey Evans, her story is an amazing one. And just like Mickey said about Ronda Rousey, think of the pressure coming in and how then you have to adapt. It's so different. And you guys kind of know, I just kind of live in a world of professional wrestling.
yeah.
I only knew her because of Rowdy Ronda Rousey and her love of Roddy Piper and then the Four Horsewomen. That's the only way I knew who this person was. So right. Then right away, I liked her. Oh, she likes wrestling? I like her.
Yeah.
But that was
that's
long,
all it took for you.
Yeah, that's it. It's an easy sell.
The fact that she was probably one of the first female UFC fighters to main event and do all those things.
Nah.
Biggest draw.
Mae Young did that already.
Mae Young already did that.
And you know what?
Mildred did it.
And brought mainstream attention to the WWE as well. Two amazing 1,000 perspectives from Mickey and Tommy.
Hear what's happening around the globe on World of Basketball.
Big news this week. I am going to be the director and coach of the USA Basketball World Tour team this summer. 3x3 is FIBA's baby. It is catching on around the world. It's an Olympic sport, and I'm so excited about being involved.
New episodes of World of Basketball, hosted by Fran Fraschilla, are released Thursdays on the SiriusXM app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there. I host a show called Therapy Gecko, where I dress up as a lizard and talk to anonymous strangers from the internet about their lives. They tell me their relationship problems.
I found out that I was related to the guy that I was dating.
Their hobbies.
I collect my roommate's toenails and fingernails.
Their secrets.
When we did not have toilet paper, I would use the shower curtain.
And also sometimes kind of serious stuff.
I have anxiety when I talk to people.
I'm also sometimes joined by celebrity guests like Doja Cat, Lil Yachty, Bobby Lee, and Eric Andre. Some of the more interesting calls we've gotten recently include a guy who argued with a demon living on his wall, a caller drunk at his job at a middle school, and a caller wondering whether or not he should transform into a dog. So if you're sick of your own life and you want to get lost in the life of a stranger, search for Therapy Gecko wherever you get your podcasts.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
If your child is struggling in school, then IXL is right for your family. IXL is an online learning program for kids that covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. Backed by research, kids using IXL are scoring higher on tests. It's no wonder it's used in 95% of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Plus, a month of IXL costs less than an hour of tutoring. Get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when you sign up today at IXL.com/20. Visit IXL.com/20 to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Tony Khan to join us here on Busted Open. Tony, good morning, and thanks as always for the time.
Good morning to you. Thanks for having me on, Dave.
I'm excited because, as always, every time we get you on, this is a big show, and top to bottom, this is going to be a can't-miss episode of Dynamite tonight.
I think this is one of our strongest cards, a Wednesday Night Dynamite on TBS we've ever had. There are so many great matches and great things on the show tonight. I think it's so much awesome wrestling on the card tonight. And you almost don't know where to begin with so many great matches on one show.
I agree. I'm reading down the card list and I don't know what I'm hooked on most. Dave, and talking about the break, he has a bias towards MJF. He hates the guy, but it's going to be interesting to see this contract signing, because we have watched the rise of Wardlow become a top wanted celebrity in the wrestling business. And people want to see him kill MJF, and it's going to be in MJF's hometown. It's the two combustible forces meeting at one on Dynamite.
Yeah. It's going to be a massive contract signing. I think people are really excited for that match. People really want to see what MJF has up his sleeve for Wardlow. I think MJF's the most diabolical person in the sport of pro wrestling. And people are kind of probably almost scared to hear what Wardlow is going to have to face, what MJF has up his sleeve for him.
Yeah. And Tony, listen, I dislike MJF, but MJF is extremely smart. There's no doubt about it. So I'm sure, like you said, there's a couple of tricks up those sleeves. So I'm interested to see how this plays out tonight.
Yeah, I'm very interested too. I think the contract signing between Wardlow and MJF is one of the really exciting things tonight. And we have so much great wrestling on the show tonight. Big matches, people are going to get really excited about. And I, in particular, am very excited for the opening of the Owen Hart Cup tournament. I think the Owen Hart Foundation Memorial Cup tournament starting out tonight, both the men's brackets and the women's brackets, some really exciting matches in that tournament this week. And we're getting started with something huge. Dax Harwood, who's been on an incredible roll in both singles wrestling and especially in tag team wrestling, qualified for this tournament, beating his own partner, Cash Wheeler, and now facing one of the toughest tests yet he's seen in AEW, Adam Cole, one-on-one with Dax Harwood in the Owen Hart Cup tournament. Should be awesome match tonight.
That'll be incredible. For sure. You know what a match I'm excited for is the TNT Championship, Scorpio Sky versus Kaz, Frankie Kazarian.
Yeah, that'll be real fun. On Friday Night Rampage, we got a huge card also coming up, starting at a really special time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern. It's a little bit different than when we would normally start. And, you know, last week we were in that start time. It was a very well-received show. Very excited for Sky and Kazarian. Absolutely big TNT title match. Also coming up on Friday Night Rampage.
Tony, yeah. Can you just buy the NBA and just move these playoffs? It's interfering with my wrestling. Can you please buy that next? You don't, I mean, come on now. They're affecting my wrestling.
The 5:30, did you not like the 5:30 start time on Friday?
I did, but I like to, you know, I like to get my nights filled with wrestling, not my days. And I'm all amped up and I got to walk around all amped up, an amped up dreamer. I like to be my low key.
You seem like an early bird special kind of a guy.
I feel like 5 o'clock on a Friday is like a perfect spot because you can get it in and then you can go out.
Yeah.
I don't go out, Mickey. I'm just watching wrestling. Duh.
You know what, Tony? I'll take the bait. I love the early bird special. Blue plate special for me. A blue plate special for me. I like the early start times, and I'm glad that we're getting it again this Friday on Rampage. And you know what? That's the beauty of the DVR as well. But to be able to catch that early and then rewatch it like I did this past weekend later on in the night. But Friday is going to be huge. It always is on Rampage on TNT. But for TBS tonight on Dynamite, you mentioned the Owen Hart Foundation, not just for the men's, but for the women as well, because we get the opening round for the women's tournament too.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Big matches on both sides of the bracket. I totally agree. It's when you don't even know where to begin when you look at such a great card. And in particular with the women's bracket here, we're starting out with a match really people have been looking forward to, I think, for a while. Jamie Hayter versus Toni Storm tonight on Dynamite. What an awesome, awesome match.
That'd be fantastic. I love both those girls. I have a affection for Toni. I remember Toni from the UK before she got signed, before she came over or did any of those things. And she was so talented then. And just to see how much she's grown and she's really come into herself and now is on fire with everything. I love her.
Yeah. I felt we were really fortunate that she was available to come to AEW. And
for sure.
So far the reception's been so warm. She's done awesome. And Toni Storm coming off her biggest win so far in AEW. You know, she picked up a huge win in the tag match. It was kind of a preview of what's to come in this great tournament. Last Friday on Rampage, also in that special start time, that early bird special start time, we saw, Toni Storm and Ruby Soho pick up a big win over Britt Baker and Jamie Hayter. Really shocking result with Toni Storm getting the pin on Britt Baker. We haven't seen too many people in the last several years beat Britt Baker in any wrestling match. So really could be some shocking and exciting results in this tournament.
Yeah, and going to Toni Storm, and to what you said, Mickey, we had Toni Storm on the show, and I could just feel like she's happy. You know, she had a smile from ear to ear. And Toni, you got out of the atmosphere that's with AEW right now, because a lot of people who are coming over to AEW, they feel like they're part of a family. And I think Toni Storm is a perfect example of that.
Yeah, Toni Storm's awesome. We're so fortunate, like I said, that she was able to join AEW. And the crowd is totally behind Toni Storm. And she picked up a huge win, like I said, on Rampage. Jamie Hayter looked furious at the end of that match, absolutely furious. And you could bet Jamie Hayter is going to be coming to fight tonight on Dynamite. So that I'm really excited for, Storm versus Hayter in the Owen Hart Foundation Cup Memorial Tournament. Also, as we mentioned, just such a great wrestling match. I know you guys have spoken to Adam Cole. Man, he's ready for this match. I think, Adam Cole and Dax come from different schools of pro wrestling, but they both love the sport so much. Mm-hmm. And they are both so focused on tonight.
My favorite part about tournaments is, again, this, you don't know who you're going to face. And then if you really look at how it's kind of been put together, we have a fantasy generational matchup tonight, a dream matchup with Darby Allin and Jeff Hardy, because we were talking to someone before where it's grew up watching certain people, and you can see the style that Darby has where he's watching Jeff Hardy when he's growing up. And now we're going to have the two of them facing off, two guys who really just have no care for their well-being and just do things that are just like, oh my God. And then they're going to be working together tonight, which is going to be something we rarely, we don't see a lot, but when you have tournaments like that, it's awesome that it just somehow works out that way.
Yeah, this was definitely a dream match. And in putting the bracket together, when you look at all the great wrestlers that qualified, all the great men and women, I thought there were some real dream matches we had the chance to put together. You said, Tommy, and I think the word dream match really applies here, because this is a match fans have talked about for years, fans all over the country and all over the world. Darby Allin's been compared to Jeff Hardy. Jeff Hardy's been compared to Darby Allin. And now I think we get to see them go one-on-one. Should be a really, really exciting match. And, you know, it's a great example of what this tournament's all about.
Yep. The only way we used to be able to see it would be in literally wrestling magazines, where they would write up who would win if they faced each other.
Yep.
But now we get to see it tonight on Dynamite. I look forward to that.
And Jeff Hardy is you know, a former friend, somebody who wrestled against the late, great Owen Hart. And I think what better way to pay tribute to the legacy of the late, great Owen Hart than with these kinds of great matches that have gotten people talking. He celebrated a birthday. His family, you know, certainly had him in the forefront of their minds this past week. And I think a lot of the wrestling fans were thinking of Owen Hart this past weekend. And I think it's been a long time since his image, his likeness were associated with pro wrestling. And we're very fortunate that his family, his widow, the late, great Owen Hart, left behind a great family. And Dr. Martha Hart has worked with us. She has been involved in putting the tournament together, in building the trophy, in, you know, looking at the brackets and even not so much the booking of the wrestling matches, but as far as like things that she would really care about, like how we use the image and likeness of Owen Hart. She's been very discerning about these things. And now that he's back in pro wrestling and, you know, we're seeing Owen Hart's name associated with such big matches and something so cool that really has gotten the fans excited again, I'm just really glad we're getting to pay tribute to him, because I think it's long overdue.
Yeah.
No doubt. No doubt. I think that's really amazing. And I think it's cool what you're doing. Plus, I want to touch on like what David, you said earlier about the atmosphere you're creating, because I've, you know, from what I can see and from the conversation that I have with my friends, because there's a lot of my friends that work, that wrestle over there, and you see Jeff Hardy and you see a Toni Storm and you see a Ruby Soho. And when you say their happiness, because money can't buy happiness, and you see this true love and these new opportunities that they're getting and the their face, and it's brought in this like love back to wrestling and a sense of like, you know, controlling your own narrative in a way to be able to have those, the power to be able to do what you want and still love to do wrestling every day, which is cool. And it's cool to see that. And the growth that you guys have had, like since the beginning of it, has been really, really awesome to watch. And I obviously love to see Jericho on television all the time, because he laughs. And yeah.
Thank you, Mickey. Well, I really appreciate that. And I appreciate that very much. And speaking of Jericho, he looks amazing. It's great.
He's the best.
He's lost, you know, over 30 pounds. And in doing so, he's built up a lot of muscle. His body really, it looks photoshopped. He looks so different and so great.
Well, we don't have to get crazy now.
I am shocked by the physical transformation. And personally, you know, Mick, you know, I've never worked with this version of Chris. He looks like a previous version of Jericho. And Unfortunately, you're going to hear a lot from his Jericho Appreciation Society and him now.
Yeah. Well, I say that he's been able to evolve and to go through so many transitions of wrestling in general, like to stay so on top and at the tip of everybody's tongue for so long. But, you know, it resonated with me because we actually just had Frankie Kazarian on our show on God TV. And we were talking about this and about, you know, how much he loves being there and like the family environment and stuff. And it's just cool to see my friends happy, man. That's the cool bit. So it's cool.
That's awesome. That's really good to hear. And like you said, I think Kazarian and Sky, it's a huge match coming up on Friday. We have really two big nights of wrestling ahead, or one night and one kind of afternoon of pro
early bird special.
Yeah.
Banana and pancakes for everybody.
Yeah. Or happy hour, depending on.
Sure. What
there you go.
Yeah.
I like that.
I think it's going to be a real fun night for pro wrestling on Friday. Tonight, we're just a stacked 2 hours, and really we've only scratched the surface talking about what's on tonight. But yeah, like you said, on Friday, big TNT title match with Scorpio Sky, Frankie Kazarian, the first ever tag team champions in AEW. It's a great story. Two people who, you know, came together and found at that point the most success either of them experienced. Now Scorpio Sky, talk about reinventing, been reinvented in American Top Team. And really coming off, I think, his biggest individual win in AEW, beating Sammy Guevara in that ladder match. Both of them kind of latch specialists. Sammy Guevara had won the title previously in a great ladder match, and Scorpio Sky, former Face of the Revolution ladder winner. And, you know, it was a big moment. And now to see the former tag team champions going one-on-one on Friday, I'll be really interested in that. Owen Hart cup matches, talk about a big one, and a friend of yours taking on a very, very tough task. Riho going against Ruby Soho in the Owen Hart Foundation Memorial Cup tournament. I think that is one of the most interesting matches in the quarterfinals. Big match also on Friday with Ruby Soho versus Riho.
No doubt. That's going to be incredible. I love Ruby so much. She's the best. I had to wrestle her a bunch. So yes, that's going to be a great for sure.
Yeah. It's a big slate of wrestling this week, and tonight's show on TBS. Like I said, I think I can rarely remember, if at all, that we've been able to get so many exciting wrestling matches in one show. And we haven't talked yet about the FTW championship. Tommy, your old friend Taz, that long established history of the FTW title. I don't know that he's gone out and defended the title more than Ricky Starks has recently in big matches. We've seen him pick wins, you know, since winning it from Brian Cage. He's gone in there and wrestled tough competition. Matt Sydal, Jay Lethal, and Swerve Strickland. Big names and maybe tougher wrestlers faced than tonight. Ricky Starks versus Jungle Boy on AEW Dynamite.
He's defended the title more than actually Taz has. He was very, very protective of that. Ricky Starks has brought that title back to its prominence there. Hey, Tony, if I could just, I'm having one of these reflective moments because you triggered my dreamer brain. In the worst tragedy in wrestling has been Owen Hart, and you brought respect and prominence to his family and his name again for everybody loved Owen. And the fact that you're doing that and you have given so many people opportunity and allow, like, you brought wrestling back to to prominence, and you don't get enough credit for it. And I also see people when they want to at you, and I'm there to fight for you, because you've done in such a short time what so many people wished that they had. Just like thinking about Jeff Hardy versus Darby Allin, it's something we never thought we'd have, or bringing back CM Punk, or bringing back Christian, and all these men and women get opportunity Wednesday and Friday. And just like you were your New Japan show, you've done so much for something that I've loved so much. And I want to say thanks, man, because it's special. And you come on here when you don't have to, to promote your stuff, but you do it because you love it. And I want to know, you do this because you're a fan. and you're such a good human being. And everybody talks about that and it's lost in a lot of this. So that's my real moment with you.
And, thanks, man.
That's it, man. And you're returning what I feel. I know Jacksonville is your home. This venue that you're coming back to has been your home too. You're the first wrestling company to go there and you kill it. And New York brings it for you because of the message of positivity and professional wrestling that you brought to.
Thank you. Technically, we weren't the first wrestling company to go there. We actually, we were the first wrestling company to book a show there, but then WWE tried to get out.
Hell with them. You sold that son of a bitch out.
A couple weeks before us to jump us, but we actually drew twice as many fans as that show. We have done great in this market. There are still some tickets available, but it's going to be a huge crowd on hand on TV tonight. And I've got to say, I really appreciate what you said. And I really appreciate most of all the wrestling fans, the wrestlers, and the people at TBS and TNT, because that's who really made this happen. I think I've been a conduit to reconnect the wrestling fans, the wrestlers, and that relationship between TBS and TNT, because that's what was missing from our lives for so long. Yeah. There needed to be wrestling on TBS and TNT again. We needed to get the wrestlers and the fans and, you know, the trucks and the cameras and the ring all back on TBS and TNT. And that was the hardest part. And now, you know, getting these great matches together and making big events like what we're doing tonight, the start of this Owen Hart Foundation Memorial Cup tournament, kicking it off with big matches this week, men's matches and women's matches in this tournament. It's probably not only the best lineups of pro wrestling that we've had on the show tonight on Wednesday Night Dynamite, but I think it's one of the coolest things we've done on our shows to have this tournament to honor Owen. And I didn't do it half-ass. He deserves a great tribute. His family deserves a great tribute. It's like Tommy said, it's wrestling's worst tragedy. And we're a relatively young company. And in 3 years of operating, I think this is one of the most awesome we've been able to put together. A lot of it, you know, we mentioned Chris Jericho's on the show tonight. He's got his victory speech. He's a very pompous sports entertainer on the screen. He's also become a very, 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 very physically fit man. You know, also has dabbled in these kinds of great civic wrestling projects. And one thing he was able to do during the pandemic was connect AEW with Dr. Martha Hart. And that's what really led to this Owen Hart Foundation Memorial Cup and the tournaments that start tonight. It was through, you know, Chris, that conduit, and put with Martha and the relationship building. And it definitely did not happen on one call or two phone calls or three. It was a long process of trying to figure this thing out and arriving at a point where Martha would make this huge decision to put Owen's name, to put it Owen's likeness, to associate him with pro wrestling again. And you can tell it's something that's meant a lot to her, because she's had ample opportunities over the last 20 years to get Owen involved, to even monetize Owen's name. And then you could tell that's not why she wanted to do this, that she really wanted to bring Owen Hart back to pro wrestling in a way that would make the fans happy and would hopefully introduce a whole new generation of young fans, like the fans that watch Dynamite and Rampage every week, to Owen Hart's legacy. And that's what we're so excited to do starting tonight on Dynamite.
And you mentioned it, Dynamite tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time, on TBS. And one other match that we haven't had a chance to talk about because you're out in Long Island, Tony Nese, who's from Long Island, stepping into the ring in his debut, Danhausen, tonight on Dynamite.
Yeah, it's amazing. The reactions Danhausen gets, he's become popular with fans ever since he arrived in AEW. And now we've seen Danhausen kind of associated with Hook. And we're not sure exactly what's going on with those two, but before we've really gotten a chance to see them connect, Danhausen and Hook got interrupted and attacked by Tony Nese, and Tony Nese put out this challenge to Danhausen. What better way for Tony Nese to try to make a name in his hometown than go after somebody who right now is a very, very buzzworthy star in the world of professional wrestling in Danhausen?
Hopefully the Nese police will be out there representing him as well as, and then if Danhausen puts a curtain, Nese, he's effed. I'm just saying.
That's true. And, you know, Danhausen, he needs to watch his back in this one because we saw Tony Nese, Mark Sterling, they're underhanded people. So I'm excited for that. The debut of Danhausen taking on Tony Nese in his hometown. And we got a lot of hometown guys fighting on the card tonight. In addition to Tony Nese, you know, what we haven't talked about yet, the number one contender to the world championship. I think one of the biggest stars in all of pro wrestling, CM back in action tonight, taking on the hometown guy, John Silver, on Dynamite on TBS tonight.
Yeah, this is going to be exciting. What was that, Mickey?
Oh, it goes way back. Punker Doodle would probably be mortified that I even said that out loud. That's an OVW.
Okay. All right.
How dare you? It's like when I call Kofi Bear. He's like, oh, I shake you.
I won't be able to say that to CM Punk.
I don't think he'll like it if you call him Punker Doodle. No, I don't think he'll be a fan of that.
Well, nevertheless, it's going to be a really exciting match at Double or Nothing. I think people are already really anticipating May 29th on pay-per-view. The world champion Hangman Page, who's been on this amazing run. I think he's had the best championship reign of any champion in AEW so far. Huge win over Bryan Danielson coming off a 60-minute draw, a historic match. Death match versus Lance Archer, pay-per-view versus Adam Cole. Big TV win over Dante Martin, and then the Texas Death Match versus Adam Cole. You know, Hangman's on a roll, and CM Punk could be walking into a buzzsaw. And tonight, he could be walking into what we call a trap game, a trap match against the hometown hero, John Silver.
Well, I'm not going to say anything that he's like, it's because he's from Virginia or anything, but I kind of think he's kind of awesome, you know, so I'm going to be rooting for him.
Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. The producer is Gabby Laspisa. The associate producer is Andre Viola. Sound design by Neri Bailon. Special thanks to SiriusXM Senior Vice President of Sports Programming and Podcasting, the legendary Steve Cohen, and SiriusXM Fight Nation Program Director, Mother Marissa Rivas.
Radio Andy.
Hey, it's Andy Cohen. Join me on Andy Cohen Live, where it's just you, me, and some of the world's biggest celebrities.
Paris Hilton.
Chelsea Handler.
Seth Rogen.
I love you, Miley. Thank you so much.
You can listen to Andy Cohen Live at home or anywhere you are. No car required. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.